Prologue. Sagebrush Prairie Wind Farm, Fremont County, Wyoming. Day 5. A pine-scented breeze wafted in through the open door as security team leader Daniel Dixon stood in the shadowy interior of their makeshift command center, a repurposed construction company trailer at the edge of the wind farm that the team now used as their tactical operations center, as Sergeant First Class Shane Demiski assembled his special operations team. Demiski's hulking figure was imposing, with broad shoulders that filled the narrow space. His rugged, weathered features spoke of countless missions, and the scars on his face and hands of hard-won battles. His short-cropped hair was flecked with gray, hinting at the experience and wisdom that came with age. "All right, team," Demiski began, his voice a steady, low rumble. "We've got a critical mission ahead of us. We're going to take control of the underground bunker. This is a high-stakes operation, and failure is not an option." Demiski's gaze scanned the room, his piercing blue eyes sharp and alert, missing nothing. Dixon searched the faces of the team Demiski had gathered. They were an intense group, and each one appeared confident in their skills and duty. Dixon felt so unqualified for this mission. Dixon was just a security guard with a bit of tactical training. These guys were the real deal. Demiski ran his hand over his chiseled jaw, framed by a few days' worth of stubble. "Winters, you'll be handling the breaching charges." Paul Winters, the team's demolitions expert, nodded. Dixon hoped he had some special explosive that could break a bomb-proof door, because otherwise, this mission would fail right out of the gate. "We need that door open, but intact enough for us to get through quickly," Demiski said. He pivoted toward Jennifer Ross, the intelligence analyst with a piercing gaze that seemed to read minds. "Ross, once we're inside, you're on point for gathering intel and extracting information." Quickly breaking eye contact with her, Demiski shifted his focus to Jay Kniebel, one of the two muscle-bound weapons sergeants. "Kniebel and Osgood, you'll neutralize any immediate threats and secure the area." Rodney Osgood was the second weapons sergeant. Dixon wouldn't want to be one of the ones to meet him in one of the bunker's dark corridors. He could break a man in half with just his massive biceps.
"Copy that," Osgood said.
Demiski gestured to Terrence Hone, the communication guy. "Hone will ensure we stay connected with our external support." The geeky-looking guy appeared even more out of place on the team than Dixon, with his wire-rimmed glasses and skinny build. Hone was in charge of communications. From what Dixon had been told, he was requested by the FBI for the wind farm mission. Obviously, he had some special skill for them to ask the U.S. Army to send him specifically. Dixon had asked about it, but had been told that it was above his pay grade. Everything had been above his pay grade. Until now.
"What about me?" Dixon said. "What's my role?"
"You stay behind me and don't do anything that might get yourself killed," Demiski said. He turned his back to Dixon and addressed the rest of the team. "Our first phase is reconnaissance. Even though we know the layout and security protocols, we need current intel. 4 days have passed since the doors were sealed, and a lot could have changed since then."
"Especially if the Spetsnaz team was somehow able to alert their Russian counterparts inside," Ross said, tucking a stray strand of red hair behind her ear.
"We have to proceed as if they did," Hone said.
Everyone nodded. "Okay, then. Let's move out," Demiski said.